Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365, because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply. Available in app only.
Coming at you live from the heart of Lincoln, America. This is Old School. Sponsored by the Mercado by Certified Piedmontese. Nebraska Football Hall of Famer Jay Foreman and Austin Orman. Old School with Foreman and Orman on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
What up, good people? The aftermath of July 4th, all weekend, July 4th weekend. It wasn't July 4th day. This is a great Monday, beautiful day outside. This is Old School, the New School way. Jay Foreman, Austin Orman, live in effect, 1040 O Street. We are brought to you by the Mercado, Certified Piedmontese, Special Grades Butcher Shop, 84th and Havelock, 30th and Yankee Hill, 85th and Old Chaney slash Andermatt, and 168th in Maple up there in the O or the Metro, whatever. Makes you feel better how to describe Omaha. It is now time, Austin.
It is time.
All football players out there at all levels. This is peewee leagues all the way to professional. Your life is officially over. Hey, Austin, that last firecracker or whatever you call them that went off, that's your last hurrah.
That's your alarm clock.
That's
wake
it.
Up. Every, it's football.
Hey, listen, you better not be sleeping in no more. You better be on it. And if you're, and if you have to cram for the test, which is training camp, you better start cramming.
Too late if you haven't started.
Yeah. If you get another week into this bad boy next week in 11th, it's not going to work out well for you. It is your life as a free human being, and free, what I mean is your life will be Groundhog's Day from here on out, is now officially over. You are somewhat free right now.
Or so you think.
The days will become shorter. The nights will become even shorter. The time will move exponentially faster. I feel so sorry for you. Actually, I do not.
You did your time.
I did my time. Trust me. I remember at the 4th of July. Listen, if you had a good time this weekend and had ribs, burgers, hot dogs, brats, potato salad, and all that, every bite of that you eat, even if you have leftovers right now, or if you could continue along that path, you have to think twice about eating it. Because whatever meal it is that you eat right now might be the meal, Austin, that might creep up on you and cause your first full body cramp in the middle of training camp. And they always come about 2:33, 3 to 3:15 at night.
Oh, no.
Right when you just.
Oh, no.
Because that's the weird time. Because okay, here's for everybody listening. Here's how a training camp schedule goes. Or this is how it used to go. This is what they do now is not.
Soft.
It's not even soft. They're just doing what they do. I won't even do that anymore. I won't even.
But you're thinking it, so I will say it for you so you don't have the burden of saying.
Yeah, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
So you would get up at 5:30, say 6 o'clock. It gives you enough time to, call your family or whatever, to handle your stuff. If you have a drug test, that's the first thing you do. Good morning, Mr. Foreman. Can I get a sample? I don't know. I probably went to the bathroom about 8 times because I've been trying to overhydrate, but let me see what I can do. The worst thing that could happen to you is you can't, because that delays your hold. First of all, that's the worst practice ever. I'm worthless from there. So then you have breakfast, and then you're depending on the team. You're usually on the field no later than 8:30. Practice is popping at 9. Nine. So it's generally, you're on the field maybe a little bit earlier than that. Actually, in Houston, we were on the field at 8. Practice to 8 or to 10:15, maybe 10:30, depends on how good or bad we practice. Weights, lunch, maybe an hour or two to rest.
What are you eating for lunch? Because you got something else coming after.
Well, here, well, and I'll do Houston because Houston wasn't unique because of Dom Capers. His idea was like, we're going to recreate the Junction Boys as close as possible. I love Dom. He's my dude. I love him to death.
And how well did that work for him?
For him. It worked out well enough for Dom that he's still like a consultant, right?
How well did it work out for you then?
Very well. I hated doing it.
But it worked out very well.
When training camp was done, I said, listen, if I can get through this, this is the rest of the season easy. So what Dom used to do, this is the funniest team meetings I've ever been in, right? So you're sitting there and it's like, you know, it goes up or whatever, what do you call it?
Amphitheater. Yeah.
So I'd sit like, you know, row six or whatever, and I'd be right there, and he gets up there and he do his quotes and all that, you know, and, you know, he got quotes because that's Tom Coughlin. They got quotes. And this and stats and all that. And he talked about the practice schedule. And he's like, we got to be the toughest team in the fourth quarter. And I'm sitting there like, Dom, like, look, man, we professional athletes. We all tough, but all right, let's roll with it. It's hot as Hades down here, but let's see what we can get into. He's like, we're going to practice in the morning and then give you enough rest during the middle of the day, and then we'll have an evening practice. He's like, but when we practice once a day, he's like, I want to practice at the peak heat and humidity in Houston.
Which is very hot and very humid.
I said, this dude done lost his dang mind. Right? And let me tell you something, and that's when we went full pads. So anyways, the day was, so when you ask about lunch, and you know, my biggest meal was at lunch. Mm. Because you eat really light, you know, before you go practice at night. And then we had a ton of meetings and, you know, weights, and then you get a little, you really only got about an hour or two, depending on your position group and position coach, before you start to get active into the next block of meetings and practice and stuff like that. And then of course we had walkthroughs. Mm-hmm. And then the one a day was a little bit later start in the day. Weights, meetings, lunch and breakfast, practice, and then we would sometimes get the evening off. Depends on, you know, where you were in your tenure of your career. You know,
not about how the rest of the day went. That was like a veterans and younger guys split.
Yeah, depends.
How many veterans stuck around for that, even if they were given the day off?
You didn't get the evening. Well, it was you're so tired, you just want to go back to the hotel. I mean, sometimes you go home, but you would never get the full night off. You would just get the evening off from meeting.
Gotcha.
And a lot of that is based on, we already have.
You don't need to install again.
We already had enough. We always try to get ahead. So generally, like, we would only get it off if the coaches and we performed well, and then the coaches kept us on schedule, ahead of schedule. And then we were actually executing there good, which generally happens about the third or fourth day in camp, because it's a lot of review from the mini camps. Mm-hmm. And then you take a step back because we do get a day off. It does just, you know, you just chill and you don't, and then you got to get back into it, and they expect you to pick up right where you left off. And then you go about 6 days without a night off. So it was tough. I mean,
and that's when you say my life is over.
Yeah, it's not. I mean, training camp's not meant to be fun. I don't think I'd look at sports a little bit different. I don't think anything about sports is quote unquote fun. Playing sports and trying to win, I don't think anything's fun. And I would ask people, what's fun about being out there in 96 degree heat and 90% humidity with 20 some pounds of pads on, running into Reuben Brown and running into like Larry Allen all day long, and then trying to tackle Emmitt Smith and all this other stuff, and then doing it for, at that time we were 6 weeks, you know, in training camp. Mm. Like, and then in the off season, what's, you know, training out in this heat twice a day to get your body right. There's nothing fun about playing this type of level of sports, even with Strick. Nothing fun about it.
He's like, at least in an air conditioned gym, but.
But those guys will get out and run the sand dunes and stuff. I mean, they get after it, you know, and they do stuff. And so there's nothing quote unquote fun about it. Now you do it because you love the sport. You love to compete. You truly have to love football because you're practicing 90% of the time, playing 10%, if that. Mm. Now what's fun is, you know, reaching your goals, being successful and winning, which is obviously the greatest thing, you know, great, which you can do. And that's what makes all the hard work, the sacrifice, and the headaches and all that stuff, you know, at least you thought at the time, worth it. It's not fun. Anybody says it's fun, it's not. That you ain't working hard enough. And that's not even me being an old guy or whatever. It's fun doing all this stuff with your teammates because you're bonding together. But the act of doing it is not fun because competitive sports aren't meant to be fun. It's not. You think it's fun when Nolan Ryan was in like he had a 30-pound barrel of rice and he's just sitting there for hours? I mean, I'm sure he'd rather be working on his ranch. That would be fun. Munch. Or fishing. Mm-hmm. That's fun. Mm-hmm. So, you know, for everybody out there about to get into football season, your fun is now over. Even when you are having fun. Here's the thing. Here's what I used to do before training camp. And not every year, but when I was early in my career, it'd be me, my dad, and a bunch of friends. And I was not into golf, but we played out this course and it was super hot. For some reason, I got conned into walking. But I felt like
this is good for you.
But I felt like it was a breeze. So that was kind of like my test before. And it was a hilly course and all that. So that was one of the things we should do. And then we would go fishing. But even when you're doing that, your mind is on football and what's to come and what you have to do. Because unlike basketball, and this is not the same thinking, you know, you don't have 162 games like baseball. You don't have 82 games like hockey and 82 like basketball and all that. And the preseason is kind of, right? And so, everything comes into the season and a lot of things have to go right for you to reach your goals individually and more importantly, collectively. So the pressure starts to mount or the anxiety starts to mount.
Well, and this is probably where you find out which guys on the team probably had a little bit too much fun over the summer, right? Yeah. The ones that need to cram instead of the ones that, you know, backed off because it's the off season. But there's a difference too, I can only imagine, between backing off and staying ready at the same time. And, oh my gosh, this guy's just getting back from like Cabo.
Well, yeah, and there's some guys who used to come in and, you know, back then, we were making good money, no doubt about it. But, you know, like the fine, you know, you didn't want to give back anything. So, like, I always look at the guys who come in and some guys would go through so much to make weight. And we're talking about, you know, water pills, you know, got the garbage bags on in there, you know, in and out of the sauna and the steam for like, it seems like hours. Versus doing the work that I just talked about, so you can come into training camp and all you have to do is concentrate on football. Mm-hmm. And you know, and you can, you know, I've played against guys that eventually ate themselves out of the league or lazied themselves out of the league, and some guys, you know, paid as much as in fines as they made.
There's probably more guys that ate themselves or vacationed themselves out of the league than guys that. Trying to think of how I want to phrase it.
Play themselves in.
Right.
Yeah, I mean,
it's probably easier to play your way out than play your way in, isn't it?
Well, they're all, I mean, listen, the NFL is set up, you know, I tell coaches, and this is one thing I learned from Jerry Burns. He was a Vikings coach. He's like, look, when you're a coach, you get hired to get fired. As soon as you're doing well, and this is as a player.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
No matter who you are, they're always looking to replace you. And that's how GMs get fired or stay there forever because they know when to get rid of a player or what player to cut and what player to keep and all that stuff. And so you should never feel comfortable playing football.
Never have fun. Never feel comfortable. Here's some CTE. Football sounds great.
Hey. Yeah, I always wonder if I know what I know now, I probably play a little bit. I don't know, man. I mean, right, you know, it's...
You would have learned to hit a curveball is what you would have done.
Yeah, I like that jumper a little bit.
Keep telling us your jumper was sweet. I've never seen it. I need to be the judge of that myself.
It was all right. I can't replicate it right now. Ain't no chance.
All arms.
Yeah. All straight. I'm like Sean Merriman. You know, straight set shot. But yeah, football is it's a tough sport, and it's few and far between can do it. And you know, the one thing that's interesting, as and then we'll get into, you know, the show here, is that you know, Phil Steele obviously came out with some of his preseason rankings, so we'll go through that. We love the list or whatever. But anybody that plays any sport, but in particular football, and, you know, I guess hockey too, you know, but more particular football, you're tough. Mm-hmm. Now, how tough? That's just, you know, that's relative. Now, I think football is more of a mentally, you have to be mentally tough, which is something that is, it can be, you can learn it and you can develop it, but you know, some of it's got to be, you know, in you. You got to like and be okay with getting hit and hitting people. Like there is no wavering, no matter what it is. No, even now where the, you know, you can't really strike it, you know, towards the head and upper body or whatever, you still have to hit people. You still have to want to go out there in the middle of training camp and do your thing from a physicality standpoint.
And that's not something you can teach in training camp.
No, it's kind of just, well, this is where you start to develop that mentality. You slowly, but sure, this is where, like somebody just asked me, number one, physically, I wouldn't say I was scared, but I knew there was the risk factor from my neck went up. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and that's obviously, you know, you don't want to have a, you know, a bigger issue. But the most taxing thing for me wasn't the training, you know what I mean? It was more where you had to get to mentally. To
is that a dark place?
You know, it wasn't like Aaron Rodgers. You weren't, hey,
not that kind of dark.
Yeah, you ain't coming out of that. Hey, listen, you ain't coming out of that bad boy with a bad case of diarrhea in about 3 days.
Coming out with a warrior mindset.
Yeah, you coming out with a bad, with bad intentions and multiple headaches. And you having a mark right here because the helmet always got dirty. You had a big old brown spot right here, no matter what you did. Yeah. Probably was bruising or something, but yeah.
Did you ever try to prevent that with anything?
The spot?
The mark, yeah.
He did. I wore a skull cap, and that just wasn't me.
This is going to rock. I really thought you would have been a skull cap.
I wore
a
skull
cap. And the visor guy. That is how I
wore the visor because yes. I got poked one time in the eye.
Intentionally or unintentionally?
One time was unintentional. I don't know. I don't think anybody did hit me like that. So I wore the visor. And then we got down to Houston. We had the equipment dude. He was always kind of, he'd be like taking like Under Armour stuff. He just would do petty stuff. You know what I mean?
Like pinching stuff for himself or taking stuff.
Cause we were, the NFL had their own.
Yeah, they have their gear.
But it wasn't as good as the stuff that I generally like to like. And I was paying for it. It just automatically sometimes come up missing out of my bag. So he took the visor off, but then I put it back. I wore the visor more protection.
Gotcha.
And, you know, and then also because I had LASIK, you know, LASIK mm-hmm. that 1 year. So I wanted to make sure that, you know, my eyes were protected. But, yeah, I wore a skull cap a couple times.
Sleeve situation, what was on your arms?
I wore
sweatband or two or sleeves?
No, I wore sleeves. And that's that's the word that I used to wear sleeves because we played. Where did we play? We played somewhere. No, we played
Indianapolis.
No, we played in my hometown, Washington Redskins at the time.
Okay.
There was some. This is Daniel Snyder. I need to, you know what? If I get mess with Thingy on me, I'm going to sue him. There was some sort of chemical like in the like grass. And dude, I broke out like just all these like hives, you know what I mean?
Yikes.
And I was fine, like you know, playing.
At 31 other stadiums, you're fine.
Yeah, fine.
Yeah.
So then I just wore sleeves after that.
Interesting.
Yeah. It was hot though, you know, and so that's where, you know, then it just became what I did.
Were you so meticulous about your gear and how you were dressed that you had to dress and for practice and games the same way? Like, were you sleeved up? Were you visored up, taped up, everything for practice?
I practiced every game. With the intent, like it was a game. Now I had practice shoes and all that stuff and didn't kind of go to the maximum, but I had a routine for practice. And, mm-hmm. Because I feel like, you know, I felt like I needed to do certain things to make sure that I'm in the right mindset to be successful.
I get you.
And so that's no different than basketball. You get so many shots. You know, you ever hear the J.J. Redick thing?
Yeah.
Where it's like 372 shots. And to be a good shooter, you have to be meticulous like that. He mm-hmm. had his workout, his training session down to the minute and the second. Mm-hmm. That's called being efficient. So he could probably get his meals and rest in and all that.
He was a nap guy as well, I believe.
Yeah. Well, that's because, but then he had his time that he was training.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you want to hear a funny story about me training?
Oh, absolutely. Oh, man.
And I'll never forget.
Does this require a statute of limitations?
No, this is funny. Okay. So I'm in college, and this is when the Denver Broncos were way at their height. And one of my good friends loved the Denver Broncos. And we'd be playing PlayStation, and then obviously you would see – this is when ESPN was doing with Chris Berman and Tom Jackson, NFL yeah. primetime. Yeah. And, you know, Terrell Davis was just, you know
– tearing it up.
Breaking cats up. Mm-hmm. He was like my way too real Denver Broncos and all this other stuff. So I had to watch him all the time. And he would tell me about him all the time. So that's right when your boy Bill Romanowski came out with his like supposed regimen with EAS. Remember EAS or whatever?
Okay, yeah.
And they did this. This is how dumb I was. And this is how we had no information. He was like, oh, if you take zinc or whatever, it's supposed to give you more energy. Like zinc pills or whatever. And then there's like this goo it or whatever. So I said, all right, man. You know, at that time, Peter Schaefer was my agent or whatever. You know what I mean? And you know what I'm saying? So he's based in Denver, him and Lamont Smith. So I'm going to go up with me and a couple other teammates go up there, or clients or whatever you want to call them, go up there and we're training. And I see, see Bill Romanowski, dude. Hey, and I was yoked up back then. Yo, he was like a machine. Do you understand
Terminator me? Style?
I mean, just, you could tell, he was at
machines were helping him, probably.
No, he was just crazy. Like, everything was just, like, he was, like, screaming when he was running. So I said, you know.
Oh, he was running?
Oh, yeah.
It's one thing while you're lifting, but screaming while you're running.
So Peter came, end up kind of doing, like, a introduction. And I knew, you know, like, or whatever. So we worked out a couple of days ago. When I tell you the old buddy ran me into the, when I tell you right now, he ran Jay Foreman into the ground. Look, we were just barely past the warm up, the dynamic warm up, calling Earl. hey, Austin, just over the fence, just get. And I knew not to do that, like. I didn't go and eat a big breakfast and show him at work. I just drank water and had a little protein shake, just giving it all up.
Kind of reminds me of the Jared versus Aaron Donald situation we had recently.
That's exactly what it was.
Except it was Jay Foreman and Bill Romanowski.
Yeah. I mean, and then I knew there was a new level of training I had to go to. Hmm. Oh, just giving it up, man. He was, he didn't even stop. He's like, I'm glad to see you back. Just survival mode after that.
Right.
Yeah.
Was that better or worse than the Mike Singletary?
Mike Singletary was worse because that's probably where about five of my concussions came from that stupid sled thingy or that shoot that he had. Mm. So what he did was everybody listening.
This guy get low. Come on.
Mike Singletary, they list him at what, 5'10"? Look him up. Was it 5'10"?
You think they give him 5'10"?
Right. I think they list him at 5'10".
If they give him 5'11".
Okay, 5'11". He ain't nothing but 5'9". Period. Point blank. 5'9". at best, 5'9". And a half. I'll be nice.
Okay.
So he had this shoot that they use, I think, for linemen. So they come out and they're low, right?
Mm-hmm.
But he had a special one built. So it's just two. So it's like a square. And it's steel, though. And there's a net on
it. Oh, that explains it. Okay.
Right. Yep. So it's steel. And so there's... So it's two, it's square, square, square. So the normal one is like four because you do it with two linemen. Mm-hmm. Well, he put an extra one on it. Mm-hmm. So he'd get three linebackers to do it. So what he would have to, you know, and I'm 6'2" and a half, you know, or whatever. And then, and I'm fresh just coming there, you know, off of ankle injury, you know, just kind of getting back into, you know, and I knew I was in shape.
Mm-hmm.
So you had to do this drill where you had to shuffle, then go through the chute somewhat full speed. So you got to be real low, and then you make a tackle. Yo. And the funny thing about, I should have knew something was up, because my man D. Smitty, right, Derek Smith, this is the first day now, the first 2 days, he go over there getting, because he had a bad, like, he getting his wrist taped and everything like that. Then I started like, yeah, I see what you're doing. Yo, when I went through that thing, the helmet was just, it looked like I've been in, like, goal line drill for, like, 30 minutes. And he was like, come on, Foreman. Come on. He's like, you could get knocked out. I'm like, I know. Hey, Brandon, my man, B-Moore was over there laughing. Jeff Oberg was laughing. You know, they're like, yeah, everybody's like that. Then eventually he was fine.
How long did it take you to avoid your helmet looking like 30 minutes?
It took me the first week. But his group work was, poof. His group work.
For real?
Yeah. I told you, Adrian, I think Peterson or Patterson left.
Yeah.
He was crazy.
I'm out. Yeah. I'm done.
He'd kill you in group work. The first day I got there, I'm in Air Force. I don't have any clothes. So I'm flying there. I had Air Force Ones on, trying to be fresh to death. Mm-hmm. And I'm there so early because they arranged for me a ride that the equipment dude ain't there. But he's there. So I'm in like Air Force Ones and like jean shorts and a t-shirt waiting to get my stuff. Mm-hmm. He's like, oh, let's go outside.
We just say no to Mike.
Yeah, well, I'm gonna say no. I don't even think the ink dry on the contract. Man, he had me on that hill in Air Force Ones, had me slipping everywhere. He's like, I just want to see what you got. All right, well, thanks.
But I got his problems.
Yeah.
Mike Singletary, I got problems. Thanks.
Yeah, my hamstrings on the 5-yard line, my pride's on the 50. You know, I was gonna just drag my tail into the locker room and give me some breakfast. So, anyways, yeah, you know, John and Cortland, you are right. Romo was just looking for something to hit. Yeah, he was pecan pie. Yeah, wearing George. Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Jean shorts. It's George. That's half of the pecan pie. What is it? Is that the Canadian tuxedo? It's got the jean jacket, right? In jeans. Is that the Canadian tuxedo?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
We got denim on top.
Yeah. There you go. Yeah. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to go over Phil Steele's preseason rankings. Where's Nebraska at? Is it a good spot to be? Are we laying in the weeds? Or are we not high enough? Jay Foreman, Austin Norman, old school, new school way. We'll be right back.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.